New York City is home to three food co-ops, member-owned, member-run grocery stores that aim to sell fresh food at reasonable prices. Right now, there's one in Manhattan and two in Brooklyn, but several more co-ops are in startup mode around the city, writing up business plans and looking for members. Ashley Milne-Tite looks at the business of running a food co-op and what's involved in starting one from scratch.
The Park Slope Food Co-op is the most popular in the city. It has nearly 16,000 members. Its entire inventory, from organic vegetables to locally raised beef, flies off the shelves more than once a week. Many products are 20 to 40% cheaper than elsewhere. That's because the co-op's business model differs from a regular grocery store's. General Manager Joe Holtz points to the people stacking shelves and working the cash registers.
10 out of the 11 checkouts are going. There's people on the phone, there's people at the entrance desk, people at the exit, and there's not a staff person in sight.
In fact, members do 75% of the work at the co-op. Holt says all that unpaid member labor is the main reason for the low prices. And unlike regular grocery stores, co-ops aren't in business to make a profit. This co-op has a markup of 21%, about 10% lower than most supermarkets. Joe Holt says there are smaller economies, too.
We could save people a lot of money on raisins by buying a 30-pound box of high-quality Thompson seedless raisins instead of buying them in little packages if we do the packaging ourselves. So we do that.
Membership at Park Slope has almost tripled since 2001 as interest in local and organic food has shot up. Some members come from as far away as Westchester. That growing food consciousness, combined with a lack of fresh food in some areas, has spurred seven groups in parts of Brooklyn, Queens, and Jersey City to form their own co-ops. But even with plenty of enthusiasm and goodwill, opening a co-op isn't easy.
You know, it takes 3 years to start a co-op. That's what we learned. I don't know if I would have done this myself if I'd known it was going to take this long.
That's DK Holland, a founding member of the Green Hill Food Co-op in Brooklyn. They just secured a space for their store in Clinton Hill. Getting this far has taken almost 3 years of volunteers working on the business in their spare time. They hope to open next year, but they need to raise more money to renovate the space and buy key items like walk-in refrigerators. Initially, the goal was $600,000, but once they found a space, they changed their minds.
We're not going to open as the ideal store. We're going to open as a prototyped store.
Now they hope to raise $80,000 and then start renovating. Most of that money will need to come from memberships. 25-year-old Anna Musig is the co-op's outreach coordinator. She's fielding questions at the co-op's monthly meeting.
The joining fee is $150. You can pay that in one installment, or you can pay it over a period of 6 months, or you can pay it over a period of 5 years if you're on income.
Green Hill is also determined to serve low-income residents who have little access to affordable, fresh food. The Park Slope Food Co-op says food stamps account for around 3% of sales, but new co-ops like Green Hill want to recruit many more low-income members. Health-conscious foodies are natural recruits whenever Musig and her colleagues set up a booth at the Fort Greene Farmers Market or the Brooklyn Flea. Attracting people outside that group takes more work. Of the more than 130 members who have signed up, only a couple receive income assistance. Founding member DK Holland knows the co-op is far from achieving their mission.
Looking around at our meetings, I see our meetings are way too middle class to be doing what we need to be doing.
Still, she says, a lot of highly educated, energetic, middle class people helped get the food co-op to where it is now. They just want to make sure they're not the only people shopping there. For WNYC, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.